President Bush said today that he expects the Texas Oil Services Company, Halliburton, to repay the U.S. government if a Pentagon audit finds that the team overcharged for contract work in Iraq. The president said the investigation would lay out all the facts for everyone to see. A draft report from the Pentagon said that a Halliburton subsidiary, Kellogg Brown & Root, overcharged the government for nearly 57 million gallons of fuel. Halliburton, which used to be headed by Vice President Dick Cheney, has denied any wrongdoing. It said all the expenditures would be justified.
NPR's John Burnett today spoke with a senior Army official with responsibility for the Iraq fuel contracts, and he joins us now from member station KERA in Dallas. John, what did the senior Army officer have to say about these contracts?
Well, I spoke with General Robert Creer. He's in charge of the Southwest Division Office of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers here in Dallas. This is the office that is responsible for administering the entire Restore Iraqi Oil contract. He just got back from Iraq from an 8-month tour of duty several weeks ago. He largely defended their administration of the contract and Halliburton's fulfillment of it. As we heard yesterday, the charge is that KBR, which is the Halliburton subsidiary actually operating in Iraq, had paid as much as $61 million too much to a subcontractor to procure gasoline. This would have enriched the subcontractor, not necessarily Halliburton. General Creer also talked about the increasing need for fuel on the ground in Iraq. He said that on any given day, there were 2,000 trucks, tanker trucks on highways in Iraq delivering gasoline supplies, which he says gives you an idea of the scope of the contract there.
This controversy is coming at a sensitive time because Halliburton is trying to get more government contracts. What are those contracts? What can you tell us about those?
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, because of all the criticism of the sole source, the non-competitive contract which was given to Halliburton back in March, they have decided to split this up, to split the future work of rebuilding Iraq's oil infrastructure up, and to create one contract in the north for the northern oil fields, one contract for the southern oil fields, about $2 billion split between them. And Halliburton is competing for one of these contracts. And so this does come at a sensitive time because obviously every military contractor wants to show that it has gotten the best economy, has stretched the dollar as best it can for the U.S. government. And so these headlines, you know, probably don't help the company's case.
John, I understand that you spent some time this week at the headquarters of Kellogg Brown & Root in Houston. That's the Halliburton subsidiary. What's their reaction to these latest developments?
Well, KBR is saying that they will be found blameless in this, that they did not overcharge the government, and that there is intense and rigorous scrutiny going on by auditors, and they couldn't get away with it even if they'd wanted to. But more than that, when you ask them, what are your concerns right now, they don't talk about all the controversy swirling around overcharges of gasoline. They talk about the security situation in Iraq. This contractor has had 4 employees killed so far and more than a dozen wounded. And they're extremely concerned about their people on the ground, about getting enough flak vests, enough ambulances, about getting protection for their convoys. And so the company says that the security is really their worst problem in Iraq right now.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Melissa.
NPR's John Burnett in Dallas.